Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Gareth, good afternoon to you. Where are we starting?
We're starting with, well, I'll ask you a question. Are you ready for a new Blair Witch project?
Was I ever ready for the Blair Witch project? Do you know what? I have a very clear memory of that. Yeah. I'm not good with horror movies, as you know, but I used to be when I was younger, okay. Funnily enough. And I thought, I'll go to the Blair Witch project. I remember being in Savoy 1 and I remember thinking, this is gas. I wasn't scared at all. Went home. Bed, turn off the lights, suddenly terrified, lights back on again. So that was the effect it had on
me
then.
So it did work.
It did work, not at the time, but later. What about you?
Well, that was 1999 that came out. And there was a huge marketing machine behind it. I remember, I mean, it was such a small movie, but they hyped it up so much. It went on to make 248 million at the box office.
Did you find it scary?
No, not a bit.
No, see, I didn't then, and I probably wouldn't now.
Yeah, you see, it was the found footage kind of version of the horror movies that came along. I expected more, and I think it was because of the hype that I felt that it was going to be a lot more than what it turned out to be. But it was very impressive what it did, and now it looks like they're going to do another one because a collaboration now is sort of forming between Lionsgate and Blumhouse, and they're working with the original producer Roy Lee to basically bring it back and to do a new version of it. And I think we're going to see a few kind of old horror genres that have been old horror movies that have been about that were under Lionsgate. I think they're going to get kind of recommissioned and redone. So
let's try that again.
Let's try it again. And you know, when the box office is big, why not? And I suppose they can probably build up the hype again.
Okay, so like it or not, Blair Witch Project, The Return. Okay. Monopoly.
Tell me. Well, if you thought that Barbie wasn't going to make a good film.
It did all right, didn't it?
It did okay in the end. And Margot Robbie certainly knows how to produce a film and to come up with something that's going to work for the big screen. Now, her company, Lucky Chap, they're going to produce a live action feature film based on the real estate inspired board game Monopoly.
Wow.
How they're going to do it, nobody knows. And that's a bit of a surprise. But like, it's huge. And I suppose the one thing about it is it's got, you know, a huge IP. Everybody knows about it. I mean, they say it has 99% global awareness. So that's a
good
starting
point. Can we have an Irish version is the question. We're used to all the Irish
streets. That's true. Yeah. Aylesbury Road.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, they've done a lot of good films. I mean, you know, not just Barbie. You talk about I, Tonya, Promising Young Woman. They've got a new one coming out called My Old Ass. And they've also got a Christmas comedy called Naughty. So very good production company. And we'll see what they do.
They're working with...
Yeah, they're working with Hasbro on this, so we'll see what they do with Monopoly.
Okay, casting news for Scarlett.
Yeah, this is the excellent Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
He's got a really good role coming up. He's going to play King Herod in a new movie.
Great.
With an emerging actress, Noah Cohn, as well, playing Mary in the movie. It's a sort of coming-of-age story. Mary, of course, the title character, shunned following the conception of her child and forced into hiding. And then you've got Herod's relentless drive to maintain power at all costs. So really good casting. The director here is DJ Caruso, would have done XXX, Return of Xander Cage. So it's a surprising director, but Timothy Michael Hayes wrote the original screenplay after consulting with a lot of people on it, from priests and bishops and rabbis as well. So yeah, it's an interesting one in terms of casting, but they've wrapped the filming now, which was done in Morocco, and the film itself is simply called Mary.
Okay, Anthony Hopkins sounds good in that. Now, a director at work, this is The Wave. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is Sebastian Lillo, who most recently would have done The Wonder and a very popular film as well called A Fantastic Woman. So this, The Wave, is a Spanish language production, sort of also shot under the radar in Chile over the past 9 weeks. Mm. It's a musical and was inspired by the mass demonstration protesting violence against women that swept Chile in 2018, galvanizing the feminist feminist movement in the country and leading to a constitutional reform on the rights of women. So the film follows Julia, a Chilean music student who gets involved in the growing feminist movement on her university campus, and while joining her friends in dancing and singing as part of the protests against gender-based violence, Julia revisits her own experiences of mistreatment. So that sounds like a good project and an excellent director as well. He's a Chilean director, so yeah, we'll see what he can do with that one.
That is the wave now. Quite a few movies to look forward to for the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, so a lot announced for it. I mean, one that's kind of, there's a lot of interest around is Francis Ford Coppola's movie Megalopolis. This is because I suppose it's a self-funded feature. He spent a lot of money on it. It's going to be in competition at the festival on May 17th. And yeah, the project has, like, it has Adam Driver starring as an idealist architect. The other mayor in it is played by Giancarlo Esposito, sort of clashing during a process. Shia LaBeouf, Lawrence Fishburne, Audrey Plaza round off the cast. He first began writing it in 1983. It's cost a reported $120 million to make it. There's been a few screenings showing it to potential buyers, but a lot of people seem a little bit nervous at the moment.
Really?
In terms of, in terms of, I think the word is, they're not quite sure how to sell it.
Oh.
But he had success, remember, Apocalypse Now was quite fraught during its shoot, and it played at the Cannes Film Festival, and we know what happened that in terms of its success and where it ended up. So it's going to play alongside, big name directors there. Kevin Costner's Horizon, another sort of self-funded epic, is going to be screening. George Miller's Mad Max Furiosa's there as well. Kind of Kindness, this is Yorgos Lanthimos' film, is also announced. And George Lucas is set to get an honorary Palme d'Or as well at the festival. Yeah, at the closing ceremony, which will take place on May 25th. So there's going to be a lot of interest around the festival.
The Cannes Film Festival, very good. Now, Colin Farrell, what is he up to?
Yeah, he's keeping very busy at the moment. He's going to star in Edward Berger's next feature film for Netflix. So it's called The Ballad of a Small Player, which is based on author Lawrence Osborne's 2014 novel of the same name. Berger, of course, directed All Quiet on the Western Front. To great acclaim. But this one centres on a high-stakes gambler who's dealing with debts and his questionable past while trying to keep a low profile in Macau when he meets a kindred spirit. Farrell currently, at the moment, is starring in Apple TV drama Sugar. I've just started watching that. So he's keeping very, very busy. So it's a good, and working with very good directors as well.
Yeah, exactly. He's picking good ones. You have a trailer watch for us?
Yes, I do. So take a listen to this. This stars Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. They found themselves in each other's orbit in the first trailer released for Fly Me to the Moon.
Public support for the moon mission is rock bottom.
Every day, something is breaking.
And we're dead again.
Yeah, we're blowing up.
The space program is a bloated mess.
NASA needs a marketing specialist, and you are the very best.
Excuse me? What are you doing?
I tracked you down because I felt we had a connection.
What?
I'm joking. I work here now to sell the moon.
NASA's not something that you sell with a jingle and a slogan.
When I'm done, those men are going to be bigger than the Beatles.
Who is that?
For me, this is very personal.
He's got my name.
You told me that your guys don't do interviews, so I had to hire new guys.
I'm here for the casting. Who's he?
You. You're a juicy part.
60 missions in Korea.
I flew 52 missions in Korea.
I flew 52 missions in Korea. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds intriguing. Fly Me to the Moon, Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson there.
Yeah, and you would have heard Woody Harrelson in the recognisable voice of Woody Harrelson in it as well. So it takes place against the backdrop of the Apollo 11 moon launch in 1968. It focuses on Kelly, played by Scarlett Johansson, a marketing whiz tasked with improving NASA's public image, who ends up complicating the challenging task at hand for launch director Cole Davis, played by Tatum. And in order to appease the White House, she's charged with staging a fake moon landing as well as a second option in case the mission fails.
Imagine having to have a plan B.
Imagine.
Stage a false moon landing.
The sequences of that look quite funny, actually, in the film. So that's going to be coming out in July. So check out the trailer for it, Fly Me to the Moon.
Very good. It's a good weekend for big releases on the big screen. Let us start with, this is quite a biggie, this is Civil War.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
We're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
Yeah, that's Civil War. Garrett, it's the biggie this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, this is set in the near future. A group of war journalists attempting to survive while reporting the truth as the United States stands on the brink of civil war.
It's good
cast.
Really good. It's really, really good. I wasn't sure what to, you know, I thought the trailer looked very impressive. But as you say, Kirsten Dunst, superb in it. And Kayleigh Spaney, who we saw in Priscilla, she's still one to watch. And Jesse Plemons in there too. It's pretty terrifying. And I would say it's, you know, it's violent. So I do give a warning with all that. It's a very intense watch. It's quite disturbing, you know, but in particular in terms of the images, the sound editing, you literally, everyone that was coming out of the cinema with me, were all wrecked. You sort of felt you were there and you were being shot at, you know, it was, and it's also the story of these journalists and what you do to get that shot. And you are literally with them while this is all going on.
I've not seen it yet, but I've seen a couple of clips. And sometimes when you see clips, you're not really wanting to see more. Sometimes they don't usually choose great. Any clips I've seen from this, I'm going, oh, I want to keep watching this.
I think
this.
You're going to like it. So, I think you're going to like it. And it is sort of that mentality as well of journalists, reporters, that sort of obsessive war reporter who has to get the shot, has to get the story. It's intense and it's full on, but it's very impressive. That is Civil War. Next up, we have Back to Black.
Yeah, so this is the life story of Amy Winehouse. Marissa Abella playing it here. She would have been very good in Industry. That was the TV series that she came from. So this obviously is a vibrant picture of the Camden streets that she called home, capturing the struggles of global fame. Good cast here as well. Eddie Merson and Jack O'Connell and Leslie Manville also starring in the film.
Yeah, I went along to see this in the Lighthouse during the week and I think everybody around was happy with it. And I'm not sure actually that the trailer does it justice, you know, because for the fans of Amy Winehouse, you're not sure who is this. You know, she's, I mean, in a way, it's good that Marissa Abella is not terribly well known, perhaps. She does her own singing. And that, again, is the big question. Do you use Amy's voice or not? This worked for me, I have to say. She is an excellent leading lady and I wasn't familiar with her at all. So I think the film very much hangs on that sound and performance. Such a tragic tale. And I think in terms of how Sam Taylor Johnson tells it, it works. And it's a very poignant end where she decides to end it. And it's just desperately sad. But I think it's a good job. I think fans will be happy. That is Back to Black. And a few more to mention, Garrett.
Yeah, wow. That's a choice of the cinema now, deciding which to go to see this weekend. Yeah, we have a documentary, The Day of Trees. This reunites director Alan Gilson and producer Thomas Hardiman to complete a third in their Loose trilogy. It's the story of a man not seeking vengeance, but seeking to transcend the trauma of his troubled past. We've also got The Teacher's Lounge, when one of our students is suspected of theft. The teacher decides to get to the bottom of the matter, caught between her ideals and the school system. The consequences of her actions threaten to break her. And then finally, Opponent is also released. Iman and his family flee Iran and end up in a hotel turned into a refugee centre in northern Sweden. So that's your selection
this
week.
Okay, what about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, so I suppose that one of the things with streaming now is that mid-level movie that used to throw up drama all the time that we would have gone to see in the cinema, we don't get them as much now.
That's
they
true.
Certainly don't
yeah.
make them. And I think this one fits right in there. It's got a stellar cast, so I wouldn't call it a mid-level movie, but just in terms of the scale of the story, we don't see these types of movies been made. It's just a solid drama, and it was based on Aaron Sorkin's stage play. It stars Tom Cruise, Demi Moore, Kevin Pollak, Jack Nicholson, Kiefer Sutherland. You know what I'm talking about.
You can't
it's
handle
a
the
few
truth.
Good yeah. men. Yeah, so very, very good drama. You can watch it tonight on RT2 and it's on at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's a fine choice. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thank you.